Simon & Schuster Audio presents Manhattan Beach, a novel by Jennifer Egan. Read by Heather Lind, Norbert Leo Butz, and Vincent Piazza.
For Christina, Matthew, and Alexandra Egan, and for Robert Egan, our Uncle Bob. Yes, as everyone knows, meditation and water are wedded forever. Herman Melville, Moby Dick. Part 1, The Shore. Chapter 1. They'd driven all the way to Mr. Stiles' house before Anna realized that her father was nervous. First, the ride had distracted her, sailing along Ocean Parkway as if they were headed for Coney Island, although it was 4 days past Christmas and impossibly cold for the beach. Then the house itself, a palace of golden brick 3 stories high, windows all the way around, a rowdy flapping of green and yellow striped awnings. It was the last house on the street, which dead-ended at the sea. Her father eased the Model J against the curb and turned off the motor. "Toots," he said, "don't squint at Mr. Stiles' house."
"Of course I won't squint at his house."
"You're doing it now."
"No,"
she said.
"I'm making my eyes narrow."
"That's squinting," he said. "You've just defined it."
"Not for me."
He turned to her sharply. "Don't squint." That was when she knew. She heard him swallow dryly and felt a chirp of worry in her stomach. She was not used to seeing her father nervous. Distracted, yes. Preoccupied, certainly.
"Why doesn't Mr. Stiles like squinting?"
she asked. "No one does."
"He never told me that before."
"Would you like to go home?"
"No, thank you."
"I can take you home."
"If I squint?"
"If you give me the headache I'm starting to get."
"If you take me home,"
Anna said,
"you'll be awfully late."
She thought he might slap her. He'd done it once, after she'd let fly a string of curses she'd heard on the docks, his hand finding her cheek invisibly as a whip. The specter of that slap still haunted Anna, with the odd effect of heightening her boldness in defiance of it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?